means that you are this close to be the wise guy. Okay, before starting the last part, what are we talking about? Remember? We came to the final chapter once Rumi warned us that, okay, up to here I was talking about the stuff that is understandable. Let's talk about the other part of it, the magical part. What is magic? Magic? Miracle? Means only the stuff that the brain doesn't understand. We call it magic. Because when you understand it, you explain it. When you don't understand it, and that non-understandable part of the universe is what you're talking about. We started with that. Do you remember when we started that?
The beginning.
Exactly. First paragraph. First book. Is that the law? Okay, is there exception? That's what we're talking about. At the beginning of book two, that enormous paragraph, remember? We talked about, okay, growing up and studying and understanding, of course, is good. But that's not what we want. That's not what we are thinking about. What should be added to that? Going to the top hill of the knowledge and learning everything. No, you have to come back to put it in we. Because all the understanding and everything which is in I will die with I. But whatever is transferred to we, that is what it is all about. So, first part was, remember, we are talking about that exception which is always there. That's the root. What are we talking about? Love. And love is exception. There is no rule about it. There is no real understanding. Because if you want to understand it and explain it, honestly, that's being crazy. Because it's craziness. That's why the best sheikh in our stories is that famous lover of ours is not Romeo. It's Majnun. Means crazy. Because this is the domain that everything is upside down. In the domain of intelligence, we have our hand like this, to grab, to need. Because living creature needs a lot of stuff to remain alive. Period. That was the mission of animal, right? But this is opposite like this. And love is like that. You will move from taker to be the giver, not the receiver. And amazingly, we understood that there is a special pleasure in giving, which you cannot compare it with the pleasure of receiving, because pleasure of receiving is the answer to the need of the animal, and every single animal experiences it. The other one, that exception. Then we talked about the general idea of this. I hope you remember, and I hope next time, inshallah, we'll be together. You know it all by heart. That's a good wish, but please try to go through this book paging it, not reading it. There is a difference between paging and reading. Reading is necessary, everybody knows about it, and normally that's the part that we teach our children. But we don't teach them paging. Here I insist on paging. The difference is this: in reading, you are too close to the subject, so you see only that little focal point in front of you. With paging, you go back and you look at it all. You go forward and back, and what's what, what's following what. You remember for that? I try to dissect this book to big stories. Not only just to make it easier to remember, but make it easier to page through it. Why? Why do I insist on that? Every single time, if I remember, I talk about it. Because that's the most important part. Not only serves good learning, it serves avoiding the misunderstandings. Because there's always a misunderstanding with big books, to me, holy books. There is always a problem over there. Because these books are talking about something which is not understandable, and normally you cannot talk about it. Rumi said it, and we repeat it several times, that I don't know how to do it, because this is not something to write it down, to talk about. This is something to feel. I want to talk about passion. So the only way you escape that dead end is we come to normal literature. But it doesn't work. Literature is made for economy. Later, we had to make another scientific approach for mathematics. But for this stuff, we have no language. Why? Because we're lazy? No, because these are untouchable stuff. You cannot create a language for something which cannot be expressed with a language. So nobody did. Instead, in a way, we learned that we could cheat over there. Because in language, there are some other stuff. First of all, where is the basic place of the meaning in language? Have you ever thought about that? Language has several different aspects to it. Where is the meaning hidden, really? Musicality. Change the tone of one word in a sentence, the meaning is completely different. That's why we have difficulties reading, and when somebody is talking, we get it faster. Because over there you have punctuation. You have these words that we let it fly. There are a lot of different ways that musicality will help. Good for us. So we go towards the musical language, poetry. Then there is something better in poetry. And is that by accident that in poetry they play with the words? Do you think it happened by accident? The musicians, what they want to do, the same stuff. They wanted to express a passion and they don't know how. So they play the music, right? That's why they needed this. So they played with a different form of wording, because they realized that one word has several meanings. So we go in poetry. That's not enough. We added something else to it. Remember? Storytelling. Okay, all these good stuff we learn and we do has benefits. means the opposite is always there. You remember, it's not only this. So it's not only good to explain it, it could confuse you. Because the meaning has been divided and rested in words, musicality, poetry, blah, 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 and storytelling, this story, that story, that story, that story. So in a way, if you look at these books, no matter what meaning you wish, you could bring out of it. The best example is the Holy Book. Holy Book is being translated to whatever we wish, seasonally it will change. Do we understand the Holy Books now the same way they understood it in medieval time? It's the same book. And you could always bring out those stuff that they were bringing out from this. Because of the vagueness, it's like the in painting, when abstraction is over there, you're free to interpret it no matter what you want. This could happen here. And that's the danger of this kind of book. Because you take a little piece of it, it's talking about something, and in that something you could add no matter what. The only way I know that you could avoid that mistake is to see it all. Because the meaning of the part is in the book, is not in that sentence, is not in that page. We talked about this. If you're interested, semantism explains it. Good. So, this paging stuff is what I promote in a way. I hope some of you will find it useful. So, Rumi arrived to a point of the book, he said, whatever was explainable, I was explaining. Now, let me tell you something about that exceptional stuff. That exceptional stuff was complicated, but he started it in a very simple way. He said, okay, the magical story, the girl is sitting here and dropping the stuff in the river and the fish will bring it a golden needle for it and all that stuff. Means what? Means once upon a time a magic happened. Irrelevant. We know that. These stories are made to explain to us something. What was he explaining? He was explaining the value. Because at the end of this story, the question of this Ibrahim was, okay, do you think I did wrong to give up all those having and the power to have this kind of life? I have this pleasure of being connected to the magical universe, the hell with all the kingdom I had. So something like this was inserted. But more than that, the way Rumi will write it, he uses some magic. When you're reading it, there are some verses that they jump out. And you know that you have to highlight this and you highlight it. When you're paging, go through only the highlights, and suddenly you will see complete sentences made by those if you full-heartedly highlight it and stuff, just by looking at it. Sometimes the people look at me, I go through the book and I start to say, it was this, 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 and I think I have it all in my memories and mine, which is nonsense, really. When I do that, I discover it in the moment that I'm talking about it. I don't have anything in here. Reading the highlights, suddenly you will say, he said, first of all, in the first paragraph of that magical stuff, he will tell you that keep watch over your heart when you're facing these people. Because we are not talking about Ibrahim. We're talking about you. In the lucky occasion that you meet someone, I say, over there, be careful. because this is